This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold telephone conversation. Both leaders praise the long-standing and friendly relations between Nepal and India. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariel directs police personnel to work with high morale for the nation and public's benefit. And Australia sets higher emission reduction target by the year 2035. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephone conversation today, focusing on the long-standing and friendly relations between Nepal and India. According to Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prime Minister Karki extended best wishes to Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday and recalled the centuries-old cordial ties between the two nations. She also told him about Nepal's recent political developments. In response, Indian Prime Minister Modi congratulated Prime Minister Karki on her appointment and expressed India's commitment to continued cooperation with Nepal as a neighbour. Prime Minister Modi also extended condolences on the loss of lives during the protest on September 8th and 9th. The leaders discussed Nepal-India relations, mutual interests and shared concerns, reinforcing their commitment to strengthening bilateral ties. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariel visited the police headquarters in Kathmandu today to assess damage from the recent protest. He directed police personnel to work with high morale for the nation's and public's benefit. Minister Ariel highlighted community support as proof of the police's importance, urging them to address weaknesses and perform duties lawfully. He expressed confidence in their dedication and reaffirmed the government's support for a motivated police force. Earlier, he inspected damage at the Kathmandu Valley Police Office, Rani Pokhari, Darbar Mark and Maharajganj Police Units. He also held a virtual meeting with provincial and district police chiefs. The under-construction Gairakot-Ramdi-Maldhunga section of the Kali-Gandaki Corridor, a project of national pride, has achieved 80% physical progress, according to the project officials. Out of 293-kilometre stretch, 134-kilometres have been blacktopped. A total of 36 bridges have been completed, while construction on 6 more is in the final stage. Physical progress of the project stands at 70%. Launched 16 years ago in fiscal year 2066-67 Bikram Samvat, the Kali-Gandaki Corridor project's expenditure is 14 billion rupees so far. The project is expected to be completed by the next fiscal year at a total estimated cost of 20 billion rupees. The 435-kilometre corridor highway starts in Gainakot of Nawalpur and extends all the way to Korala border in Mustang. The initiative aims to enhance connectivity, trade and economic development by linking remote mountain communities with markets and healthcare services. The Nechung Custom Office in Mustang District has collected 97 million rupees in revenue over 3 days. This revenue was gathered from goods imported through the Nepal-China Northern Korala border crossing. The Korala Pass fully resumed on Monday following internal preparations and management at the office. According to the Mustang Customs Chief Ramesh Karga, a total of 161 electric cars and 85 cargo containers have arrived at the border from the Chinese side, loaded with goods cleared by Chinese customs and held at the Nechung Customs Office for inspection and clearance. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Australia has announced a new climate target to cut carbon emissions by at least 62% from 2005 levels by 2035. According to the BBC, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese unveiled the plan on Thursday, describing it as a responsible target supported by science and a practical plan to get there built on proven technology. As he said, the move raises Australia's earlier pledge of a 43% cut by the year 2030.
Backed by a practical plan to get there and built on proven technology. It's the right target to protect our environment, to protect and advance our economy and jobs, and to ensure that we act in our national interest and in the interest of this and future generations. Setting a 2035 target is a compulsory part of Australia's commitment to the Paris Agreement to keep temperatures from rising to dangerous levels. Alongside our 2035 target today and the release of this report here, Australia's Net Zero Plan going forward, we're announcing significant new measures that build on our existing plans.
The new target follows a government-commissioned risk assessment released this week, which warned of increasingly severe weather events driven by climate change. Australia, one of the world's highest per capita polluters, has faced international criticism for its reliance on fossil fuels. Albanese said the target aligns with recommendations from the Climate Change Authority, which advised a 62-70% reduction benchmark. He is expected to confirm the commitment at UN General Assembly in New York later this month. Under the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, countries committed to limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels to avoid the most destructive effects of climate change. Australia has already experienced worsening climate impacts, including prolonged droughts, catastrophic bushfires, and repeated record-breaking floods. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to meet British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at his country estate today, as the state visit shifts from royal pageantry to political discussions. According to the BBC, the two leaders will hold a joint news conference where differences on issues are expected to surface. At a state banquet last night, Trump called the visit one of the highest honours of his life, while King Charles praised his personal commitment to resolving some of the world's toughest conflicts. The banquet followed a day of ceremony, including a formal welcome at Windsor by the King, Queen and senior royals. The visit has also been seen as a major business announcement. Yesterday, a record £150 billion sterling US investment package was unveiled, described by the British government as the largest deal of its kind. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. A moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at a few places of the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Karnali province, and the Tarai regions of Lumbini province today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold telephone conversation. Both leaders praise the long-standing and friendly relations between Nepal and India. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial directs police personnel to work with high morale for the nation and public's benefit. And Australia sets higher emission reduction target by the year 2035. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.